Welcome back to The Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker, and we go now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. And in our senior spotlight today is Francis Howell Central lacrosse goalie Anna Berg. Anna, thanks so much for taking some time with us, and we appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, Anna, let's start with this. What is school like now? We're all home. Everybody's under quarantine. I mean, what are you doing? What is it expected of you? I've got a first grader at home, and I can't keep up with the work that a first grader has. So what are you doing?
Well, I try to keep with the my sleep schedule in line just because it's only thing keeping me sane, I guess. But right now, we just do, Zoom meetings on Google Classrooms. And then, I mean, it's my senior year. Most of my classes are pretty easy. But my siblings are, my sister is in middle school, and even her classes, they just try not to put a bunch of work on us. And grading schedule, the grading system is really weird right now. They're just trying to make sure everyone stays on task and none of us kind of forget that all this school still matters, which is very hard to try and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's been easy so far. It's just hard to get used to.
I want to ask you, when you made your schedule initially for your senior year, and obviously none of us knew that this was going to happen, mm-hmm. It was going to be weird for everybody, but what was the class that you picked out for this year, and you almost giggled a little bit when you did it? This is a class. I'm going to take this.
Yearbook was definitely, yeah. I had never done it before, but I did journalism last year, and my journalism teacher is my yearbook teacher. And he told me that I should try and see if I liked it. And I started, and I've never done it before. I don't really typically like writing stories, but I fell in love with it just because I got to go around my high school and meet people that I don't really see on a daily basis. And I do interviews for the sports pages. So it's just fun seeing a bunch of different kids in my school. And that was something for senior year that kind of was a little out of my comfort zone. That really, it was a really fun class. I mean, right now it's kind of difficult because I can't do interviews with anybody. But that was a class that so far has changed my senior year, where I think if I didn't do that class, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much, because there wouldn't have been a me going out and just seeing my student body and learning more about the school in a different way.
Anna, I got to tell you, I am excited that you said you did yearbook, because I did it for a semester once too. And it was awesome because you just had a hall pass all the time. It was just a permanent hall pass. You could leave and go whenever you wanted to, wherever, whenever you wanted to. It was the best.
Yeah. It's just fun because you go around and really, even for me, I don't really write my questions. I just go and I start a conversation with the person I'm talking to. And I mean, it's just the best thing because you get to go around during that. That's my free period, basically. I go out, I do my interviews, and I just have fun talking with people.
Anna Berg is with us. She's in the senior spotlight, lacrosse goalie for Francis Howell Central. And that's great that you take that approach with interviewing, because interviewing is not easy. We're in the business of interviewing, and it's not always easy. But your approach, having a conversation, is the one to take. How did you come about using that approach?
Normally, I'll just start, asking someone how their day is. I mean, I really felt more into it when my brother, he does football for the school, and he's a freshman. So I just fell in love with the fact that I get to know more about the sport than just being on the sidelines.
All right, Anna, I think that this is a good time for us to know more about your sport. Now, I didn't play lacrosse growing up. I'm old now, so it wasn't even at my school at that point, growing up in Las Vegas. It wasn't there yet. But I know this. I've watched lacrosse, and I'm not sure that I'd want to be a goalie with people slinging that thing at me as hard as can be. How did you land there?
Well, my freshman year, I wasn't really sure on the sport. I've never really played it except for a couple times when I went to Lufus for some training camps. But my freshman year, the first week of practice, we did a tryout. And I started with a field stick, but it wasn't really – I didn't find any joy in the position being a field player. And my defense coach said we needed a freshman goalie. And out of all the freshmen, my sacrificed hand was the only person that put their hand up and said, I'll try, not knowing exactly what I was going to be putting myself into. But I started freshman year, and there was a lot that I learned just from playing freshman year, barely knowing anything. It's a really, I guess you'd say, a mental challenge just to get used to. Like, you have to stand in front of an angry teenage girl and have them throw a rubber ball at you, and you have to be able to step up in front of it and catch it on the fly.
Well, they're not mad at you. Does it matter?
Maybe. Who knows?
They're mad because I'm blocking the thing that they're wanting to get to.
Well, okay. I have a lot of those people in my life. That's really weird. So, okay, so you put your hand up, and then it's like you're going to be the goalie now. And
I'm
did
be
you
the goalie.
Yeah, so when it started and you know you're getting your first reps doing it, how was there a point in the beginning where you're like, "Oh my God, I made a huge mistake?"
Yeah. So, when I started at practice and I was getting shot on, I did not catch a single thing. I thought that I picked, like, the hardest position on the field, and I thought that this is just – I wasn't made for it. I wasn't going to do it. I started to kind of get a little better at practice, but then we had our first game. Oh, my goodness. It took a lot to get used to losing, because as a goalie, when you look at the score during the game, you only see the points that you got shot on, and you start to think, that's my fault. Like, it's really hard when we lose a game to try and not tell myself that it's my fault that we lost. So I guess, like, at the beginning of starting being a goalie, it just took a lot of having to talk to myself and be like, it's okay. You just have to work. You have to put in the work.
So then for those of us that don't know, what is a good save percentage? And then how long did it take you to figure out that maybe you weren't as bad as you thought you were initially, because it's just a really hard position to play?
I put in the factor of I'll look at the percent, like the score of the game at the end. Normally, I'll take how many saves I made with the score. I think, what is it? For, I think college, like, normal save percentage is like 40, I think. But I didn't have that for a long time. It took a while for me to get there. I did club and worked with college coaches and had them tell me whenever I'm in a game, I can't let myself get in my own head. This is, if you're not doing well, you can't look at the score.
Anna Berg is in our senior spotlight, a goalie for the Francis Hall Central lacrosse team. And Anna, within a couple of years, you started coaching, and you're working with your little sister's team the past two seasons as a junior lacrosse coach. So obviously, over the course of a couple of years, you felt like you learned a lot about the sport.
I fell in love with the sport. That's why I wanted to coach when my dad asked me. It started out, I just wanted to work with my sister because she's a goalie. And then I ended up working with the field players and little girls and just teaching younger kids how to play lacrosse is awesome because I didn't know about lacrosse when I was younger. I've never seen it. So the fact that I can start a team with a bunch of younger children and they'll go into high school playing it, if they can fall in love with the sport as much as I do, that'd be amazing.
You know what? We're so proud of having somebody like you in our community and having you in our senior spotlight. And we know you're headed to West Virginia, Potomac State next year to play lacrosse there. And you're part of the reason that we can be excited about our future, because our future includes people like you. Thanks so much for your time, and thanks so much for what you're doing.
Thank you for having me.